Yeah, I actually wrote a big chunk of the PhD right here in this room. I put up this building to write the PhD in.
Nice. Good idea.
Yeah. A worthy cause.
It is.
So you can get away from everything.
I can get away.
Yeah. Yeah, just be with your own mind.
So
did you build it? Did you personally build it?
Me and my neighbor and one other guy. The way we built this was, see the design there? That's from 2001.
Okay.
And then we bought like 10 telephone poles, cut them up with chainsaws, and we could auger in 5 feet. If we didn't have, we had overburden of 5 feet, we knew we could put it up. So we augered in, we got a power auger, we got down 5 feet, so we set all the poles in and built the frame and built the building.
Each one is 5 feet.
Yeah. Each one is 5 feet down. They're sitting cement, there's about 14 of them under.
Earthquake proof,
yeah. It's only 105 square feet or something.
Yeah.
So it's glass, isn't it?
Fantastic.
And you look almost over to our house.
It's classed as a thing.
It's classed as a gazebo shed, this and that. It's under the permit limit.
The top one?
You don't need a permit.
We're off on the
so you knew you were going to have this incredible view.
We knew.
Here.
Yeah, in fact, we stood here. Galen stood here and said, if you ever want to build something, do it here. And I was eating an orange, so I dropped the orange peels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was a surprise for her when she came back 2 months later, it was done.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like Narnia story. Yeah.
It's like a Narnia story.
I bet she was surprised.
Yeah, and she puts her keyboard here and plays. And I wrote it. I built it to write the PhD in.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's...
Well, you can crank these windows open, too.
Yeah.
That's
it's
nice.
It stays cool in summer and it's warm in the winter. It's a really good passive building.
Rigid insulation on the roof?
Yeah, it's insulated all around. Floors insulated.
And does this have a slant?
Yeah, it's got a slope.
So the rain can just...
Yeah.
Wow.
It's got a deck too.
You could rent this for
$1,000. Yeah, both Richard and Dawkins and Stephen D. Gould were involved in the early part of the project.
Wonderful Life.
Yeah, I went to see him in 1997.
Yeah, right.
And I went, and he was the speaker at my second conference in 99.
I saw the
and they both were the dissertation is dedicated to them.
All good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
He gave me some key direction.
Right. Black Revolution. Right down by the white
van. That's ideal.
So it does have
weird.
And someone's still on the bus.
Where's Galen?
Daniel. Oh, he's